Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I am often asked, what is the next farm bill going to look like? Sorry, I don't have a crystal ball. Keep in mind that these times are much different from what we've known in the past. We're looking at a record farm income. 2010 net income was up 33% over 2009, 26% over the last 10-year average. When my father started farming in the 30s, hogs were worth about 3 cents a pound. The whole country was in depression. Along came farm programs. There was too much production, too little demand. And the government even killed baby pigs to balance supply with demand. They didn't do it very long, but the practice of cutting supply to increase demand and price stayed around. When I was Secretary of Agriculture, we had farmland set-asides. Take 10% of your corn acres out of production and put it in grass if you want price supports. And over the years, the government has been deeply involved in trying to protect family farms from devastation of droughts and floods and market collapse. And over time, the degree of government management of agriculture has diminished. We are more concerned today about whether we can produce enough food. We're not worried about surplus. On top of that fact, the federal government is building a massive, unsustainable debt. We have to cut spending somewhere, probably everywhere. Agriculture is an obvious target. So the question is, under these conditions, what do we do? Well, House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas admits that, although he doesn't like it, the direct payments may be on the table, and I think direct payments are indefensible because you don't have to do anything to earn them. He also points out that with a conservation reserve of more than 30 million acres, we could bring some of those acres back into production to help meet the global demand for food, and I agree. The Senate Ag Committee is chaired by Debbie Stabenow from Michigan, and she says farmers need a smarter, simpler, and more streamlined safety net. When you invest $300 per acre in planting and growing a crop with no control over the weather, you're taking a huge risk. Well, a smarter, simpler, more streamlined safety net sounds good, but how do you do it? There are so many crops grown, so much risk, and so little money. I don't know where you start. One certainty is that the nutrition programs will take most of the ag budget money, 70 or 80%. Hungry people will be prioritized over risk-taking farmers. Look back over the years, and you can see, as times and conditions change, farm bills change. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.